From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
And thanks for joining us for the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We bring you news, information, and today, a little bit of history. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. It's Thursday, October 4th.
You maniac! You blew it up! Damn you! Damn you all to hell!
That scene always gets me. Charlton Heston is 83 today. Some places saying 83, some places saying 84, but Trish McKinney just gave me the 3 sign, the official BPP number. We're going with 83.
Well, happy birthday, Charlton Heston, and also to Stuttering John. I just felt like I had to throw that in.
Stuttering John Melendez, who doesn't stutter anymore. He went and worked for Jay Leno and doesn't stutter anymore.
Yeah, coming up on the Bryant Park Project Zoo. No, we're kidding.
No,
don't write
never.
Us. Don't write us.
Never, ever.
All right, really coming up on the show, we're going to talk about these new oil company ads. I don't know if you were watching 60 Minutes on Sunday, but there was a 2.5-minute ad for Chevron, which had such high production value. It was like a Hollywood movie. We're going to dig a little deeper into oil advertising.
Yeah, public image of oil companies, I think. You've probably been hearing about this veto that President Bush made yesterday. It was only his 4th during his time as president. And he was vetoing this thing called S-CHIP, which is an insurance program aimed at poor kids, but also some middle-class kids. It's the kind of story you hear a lot about in the news. You wonder, wait, is this something I'm supposed to care about? Well, we're going to ask NPR's own Julie Rovner, and she's going to try to make us care.
And here's where the history comes in. 1957, 50 years ago today, the Soviets launched Sputnik. We started noticing all kinds of really interesting things happened in the year 1957. So we'll check out what's up with 57. We'll get today's top stories from our own Rachel Martin in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.